Justice Archer, you mentioned May of 85. Was at that time the vacancy in Prospect, was Ryan nominated?
Ryan was already, his name had already gone up.
But he hung fire for a long time, is that
well, right? His name was submitted, but as you might recall, there were a lot of delays, a lot of Reagan appointees, and they were delayed in doing background checks and the like. They had completed their work by November or so, but I think Justice Ryan, and rightfully so, wanted to have the benefit of any increase. Mm-hmm. And there was going to be an increase from 77,000 to 84,000 or 84,700. So there was going to be an increase, of which, because of his longevity of service both on the Wayne Circuit Bench and then on the Michigan Supreme Court, it would increase his pension benefits. So he stayed until January 2nd, which was when he had his public swearing in to go on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Do you remember your first visit to the court as an appointee, or maybe even as perhaps it was when you were sworn in? But as I understand, courtesy usually is extended to an appointee.
to as I found out, it was, but I was never invited.
You were not?
No. As I found out, it was a matter of courtesy that had been extended in the past, that a person come in, sit in the room, and watch how the court works. Mm-hmm. And so that it would not be unfamiliar when one was actually appointed. But that courtesy was not extended to me, and I don't think it was any obvious reason or any reason to do it. I think it was, they just didn't think about it.
Yeah. And Williams was Chief Justice then.
Yes.
And he's always been friendly to you.
Oh, he's been exceedingly friendly to me. Indeed, he was one of my strongest mentors on the bench, and we were very close, as evidenced by his will that he had made prior to his untimely death, where he even set out the ceremonies and who he wanted to speak. And I was one of the people that he had wanted to speak at the time of his death.